Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us on the radio dial here at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even tuning in through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. We have an amazing half hour coming up for you today, and I'm glad you all could be with us for the program. We're going to kick things off by speaking to Brian Martin. Brian is of Brian Martin and Worship for Life. We're going to talk to him not only about the power of music, something he's been very, very impassioned about, but also about how he's able to minister through music. Brian is also going to introduce a new song here on our program, More Than a Conqueror, and I think you'll definitely enjoy that. For our radio listeners at 20 minutes past the hour, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, he'll be joining us from Massachusetts to give you your quick and easy cooking tip, and that'll be helping you get ready for your dinner plans for this afternoon. Again, a great show coming up. Glad you all could join us for the program. As I said, though, to get things kicked off, we have Brian Martin joining us live. And just to show you the universal power of music, Brian is joining us live today from the UK. Brian, thank you so much for being with us today on Conversations Live.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to be on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, no problem, man. More Than a Conqueror is a powerful message as well as a song, and we're going to get into that here in a moment. I want to begin, though, with your own love of music and the ministry through music, Brian. When did you first realize that music had the power to be able to not only affect people's lives, but help them in their relationship with God?
Well, I'm originally from Trinidad, Trinidad Tobago, and I actually before I became a Christian, I was in the Rastafarian movement, and had dabbled a little bit in reggae music, and obviously reggae music, as you know, with Bob Marley, and it has a strong message. He was an artist that really gave a strong message, and he was one of the guys I admire in terms of giving a message and, you know, upbeat message, a message about life and struggles and, you know, and positive messages. And I suppose from there really it started to impress on me that music was a powerful tool. And then I became a Christian and really I started realizing that God would give me a gift of writing and arranging music, and really took it, you know, really started from really there that I realized that that was one of my strengths and developed it, and rest was really history, you know.
Yeah, and Brian, as you have been able to go through your journey in life and music has been a part of it, what has surprised you or amazed you about the way that music does seem to break down barriers really all around us, not only racially, but also helping to reach people where they are at that particular point in their life? What has amazed you about your role in being able to do that, to reach people where they are in their life, no matter where they are in the world?
Well, you know, people always, life happens, you know, and that's one of the vehicles that I think people can relate to. They can hear somebody talking about their lives and connect and say, oh, I've been through that, you know, or I've experienced that. And I think that's probably one of the important ingredients in it, because you hear the music and you can and people can relate to one song or the other about something that happened in life, you know. And also, it's a relaxing vehicle, really.
Right.
So, yeah, that was, I think, two important things. I think it relaxes you. Plus, it speaks about life, and you can relate to it in one form or the other.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Brian Martin, the Brian Martin in Worship for Life. We were talking, first of all, about the power of music. And if you missed it, Brian was talking to us about how he was inspired and influenced initially when the music by Bob Marley, the messages that he was able to bring forth. And then, of course, as his life changed, And when he became a Christian, how music continued to be able to be a part of his life. And we were just talking about, too, the universal aspect that music has with us. Now, the group is called Brian Martin and Worship for Life, Brian. And I think for a lot of people, and for me when I first heard of the group, Worship for Life, that is, you know, what I think all of us want to do. As you said something I think is really interesting, you said life happens, and which means that every day is not going to be easy, even if you are a Christian. What do you hope people take away from your music, Brian, about why they shouldn't give up, even when things seem like they're not getting better?
Well, the answer to that is that, you know, as we know, as being a Christian, that although life happens or you go through a struggle, that there is one key ingredient, and that's the peace of God and the promises of God, and you have a hope. And so I think that's the most important thing, that don't matter what you go through, there's a hope that this will not be always, you will not always be going through that problem or going through that struggle, that yes, you have to go through it in order to build character, but the hope is that at the end of it, there's it's a means to end.
Yeah. And I think, too, what I have found, and I'll get you to respond to this too, Brian, knowing that you're not going through this by yourself. We have this multitude of witnesses that the Bible tells us about, and then we have our brothers and sisters like you around the world who are there rooting us on. Has that helped you in your own journey to know that people around the world want you to succeed in Christ?
Exactly, because, you know, it's like, you know, I think one of the keys in Christian life is it's not only, you know, you can hear the pastor speak a word through the Bible, but there's nothing like hearing somebody who's gone through the same experience saying, well, I've been through this, and this is how I overcome by, you know, and encouraging you to, look, just hold on and, you know, you can make it through. And that's one of the keys is, you know, there's nothing like experience of going through something and knowing what kept you going or what scripture kept you going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think it's very important. I knew that a lot of people were praying for me. I knew got a lot of encouragement from friends. And even in my music, you can see the whole album is I like to think my calling is about encouraging and uplifting and just really about fulfilling a purpose, you know, to tell people that, yes, there is a hope, there is a purpose for your life.
Right. Yeah, there's a purpose for your life, and I think that just to know that we matter, regardless of what we're going through, no matter what we've been through, that doesn't have to define us, and that our lives do have value.
That
God values us. Yeah, that's a great point there, Brian. Again, we're speaking to Brian Martin of Brian Martin in Worship for Life. We've been talking about the music here on this program. We're going to be listening to More Than a Conqueror here in just a moment. Brian, talk to us about this single, how it came about, and what you hope listeners take away from it.
I like to think I try to keep each song I write very scripture based, and this was one of my favorite scripture, you know, saying about you're more than a conqueror through Christ, and this really impacted me in a big way, and and really, I really, when I wrote this sound, you know, it was ministering to me itself, you know, and one thing that happens to me too is every song I write, I have to live it.
Yeah.
So it's and it encouraged it had encouraged me so much that I had to share it with others about
yeah.
how it affected me. So hearing, oh, you're more than a conqueror, true Christ that strengthened you, you know, it kind of, how put it, pushes you to go on no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You know, urges you to go on and say, hold on, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm going through that, but hold on, I'm more than a conqueror. God say, there's more to me than that. You know, that will not keep me down. I can rise above this. With God, all things are possible, and with Him beside me, in me, I can overcome.
Exactly. We can overcome. Here is Brian Martin and Worship for Life with More Than a Conqueror. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. Make sure you stay with us. That was Brian Martin in Worship for Life with More Than a Conqueror here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalk.com. Brian has been joining us live from the UK for this conversation today. And Brian, it's been great not only speaking with you but having you share your story here. How can our listeners find out more information about the project that Worship for Life has?
Right. You can log on to www.BrianMartinWorshipForLife.com, and once you go on the website, you see all the links, Twitter, Reverb Nation, Facebook, everything, all the information about the up-and-coming events. We're due to be doing the Radio 1 Love Cruise in March, so that we're quite looking forward, and we're doing that cruise, and plus we're doing a mini tour, Florida, Tampa, Florida, starts at Tampa, Florida, down to Miami.
Okay.
So we're quite looking forward for that. And that, if I can repeat it again, that website is www.BrianMartinWorship4Life.com.
Okay.
And all the information is on that. And the album is available on iTunes, and all the different outlets, I think Amazon.
Okay.
And so if you go on the website, you'll see all the information.
Okay, so Brian Martin, Worship, the number 4, Life is where you can go.com for more information. And as you said, they can find out also about the album, and it's available in the online retailers as well. Brian, again, congratulations to you, and thank you so much for sharing with us today. We wish you nothing but continued success and blessings. So thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you again.
Hey, no problem. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be joining us live. You're listening to us here at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.
Character building counts. Have you weaved a character building message?